Well, hello everyone. This is Kenji from the Red Rocks and the rain and the thunder. I hope all of you are doing great today. We're going to have a wonderful call today and a wonderful activation. Okay, what I'd like to do today is to go over a little information I got on the internet regarding eclipses. So this is from one person that is from Inside Eye, Inside Out. Note that's his web address or his book. The eclipses aren't happening to you. The eclipses aren't happening to you. You are happening to the eclipses. We are designed to live from the infinite creative potential, not the history of our past creations. So everybody take a deep breath. Okay, so as we begin this activation, it's going to be a full hour of the Shakti energy. We'd like you to call in the four pillars of light for your physical space and to call in your council members, your soul group, your ancestors and family members that are also ready to receive this. And we invite your pets to come in and join us. So this is from another person. It's a little bit long, but I think it's very relevant. As you progressively change your belief system from a Newtonian worldview to one based on the quantum field, moving from cause and effect to synchronicity, be kind to yourself, be discerning, patient, and tender towards your growing edge. And the thunder is speaking. That's nice. Hope you guys can hear that. Rolling, rumbling thunder through the Red Rocks. The past is withdrawing from us, and we are in the process of disabling the past. If you're feeling, as so many of us sensitives are, down, depleted, drained, alone, or in a void like floating on the Dead Sea, understand that you are not fading, falling, or failing, but energetically detaching from the ending of many planetary cycles. And I would agree with that. That's very true. Detaching so you can witness the withdrawal of many of your previous creations, i.e. roles, labels, careers, alliances. Instead of focusing on what isn't happening or what you're not doing, allow yourself as much rest, and that's very important, withdrawal and non-doing as you can as the physical and psychic cleansing builds. Your body is a messenger with feedback about your current operating system. Be present in your body and allow outworn gestalts, debris, illusions, attachments, and patterns to dissolve while absorbing the incoming deep space energies at a cellular level. You are still in transition to a new elevated creation cycle that you will see. You move from seeking all lost parts of yourself to creating the highest expression of yourself in form. Let's take a deep breath. You are learning that the more you become true to yourself and the more you withdraw your energy from anything external that leads to soul defragmentation, the more energy you have available to self-sustain, self-generate, self-realize. Through the next few months, as we continue to embody more of our transpersonal self in human form, many of us will be up-leveling, uprooting and expanding into more meta-level, yet earth-focused service. Seven, frame it as waking up by waking down. Finding your creative freedom, financial independence, and self-sustainability in the midst of global collapse. To be an advocate for anything in the physical world, you must have a presence, a strong physicality, and be willing to attract attention. Gone are the days of being invisible, hiding out behind the scenes. And this is from Lorna Beben. She's from the UK. Here in the moonastrology.co.uk. Okay, so with that in mind, let's take another deep breath. So what we're going to do today, we're going to work with creativity and your healing beyond what you've perhaps envisioned and imagined so far up to the present moment in your life. And we're going to clear the channels so that you can begin to embody fifth dimensional frequencies and vibrations and presence. And we're going to be given a glimpse of our own creator energy. And a glimpse is all we need in this present moment. For that can shift and change a whole lot of things in your life. Your creator energy. All right, so let's take a deep breath. And we'd like you to, if you can, go to the webcast page and post some of your experience that you are feeling and that you will experience during this call. And even after the event is over, you can post on there and I will read it and digest it for future moon activations. So we are having a series of eclipses and a supermoon before the year ends. So we have gotten back into the cycle of doing these moon events twice a month. So we want to thank you for joining in from all over the USA and from Canada as well. Thank you, Canadians, for joining in. Okay, let's take a deep breath and begin from your feet. We're going to focus on the bottoms of the feet. So take a deep breath into the bottoms of your feet. And we're going to use this analogy because this is a new grounding process that I was given. So it's likened unto imagining the feeling of hardened lava that comes from the great core within the earth that starts out as immense heat and light and fluidity. And as it comes to the surface of the earth, it begins to harden. We want you to imagine that feeling of solidity. And that feeling is going to move through your toe joints. And up into all bones in your feet, your ankles, and it's gradually going to move up into all of your structural system in your body. So that would include your spine, all your joints, your cranial bones, all the bones in your face, your jaw. So you just let it happen. We've invoked this frequency, this energy to move through your body, to help your body to realign itself and to begin to move stuck energy that's in your joints. So any matter of stuck energy that's been calcified in your structural system. So you may experience some kriyas, involuntary movements of the body, intense pain that will be brief, nauseousness, lightheadedness, dizziness, feeling weird sensations. Okay, all that's normal. Now, as you do this, we're going to call upon your soul to hold this energy field around your body. That's very safe. And it's very protected. much like a protective cocooning. I'm going to ask you to bring forth from your knowing or through your knowing, from deep within, three layers around your body, in your energy field, for divine protection. So this will be the golden energies. This will be the rose pink. And this will be a green-blue or blue-green energy. So imagine that you're wrapping your body in three different layers of colors, all the way around. Now, you can do this for your pets as well. Or you can just telepathically ask them to copy energetically what you're doing for their body. Okay, let's take a deep breath. Now, as you allow your body to be grounded in a different kind of a way, we're going to ask your soul to begin the energetic work of detaching from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, and the chaos of the world. And that includes all levels of the chaos of the world. That will include all things that are happening in the news that are being imprinted, or this attempt to imprint humanity with fear and survival. And we're going to ask the soul to begin to clear these impressions from the world that have been impacting you on emotional and mental and etheric level. You can get the feeling like your body is being released from walking in what feels like heavy mud, or too much water in your system. Any level of density, feeling dense in a kind of way that keeps you stuck from moving forward. Now, we want you to understand that also you are releasing yourself from ancestral imprints and conditioning. And this goes back a very long time. These are imprints that have been encoded in your system on a subatomic level. So what we're doing today collectively is we are unplugging or deactivating these imprints. Now, these imprints are all designed to keep you in some limited state of consciousness. The rains are coming, so you can even feel energetically like you're being washed with this very clean, pure water energy as moving through your emotional body in particular. So where humanity has gotten stuck, where we have gotten stuck in the muck and mire of everything that's happening on the planet, not only currently, but say from other lifetimes and other realms of possibility. We have gotten stuck in the matrix that for all intents and purposes is a holographic projection, not the real reality. And the mystics have talked about this in their writings. And we're here to become free of that illusion of suffering and pain and limitation. So you can also imagine it's like being pulled away from a very old and stagnant kind of feeling, sensation, and allowing your awareness to move into this clear space, the void, the stillness. Now, you may encounter some resistance. That's okay. Just keep breathing. Remember, we're breathing in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. We're bringing the light into our solar plexus. Take a deep breath. And begin to release the stagnation in your solar plexus. Breathing in deeply up into the lungs and diaphragm. And beginning to let go of this old energy, this emotional energy that has been stuck in the lungs, called grief, sorrow, sadness, some levels of depression, and all of that. You may begin to feel a release in the upper back and the base of the neck. Or you may feel even an exaggeration of the tension there. Okay, that's all normal. You're going to go with the flow and not fight anything and not overthink. Just being in the present moment. So the more you breathe consciously now, the more present you become in this physical realm. Once you feel the presence of the four pillars of light in your physical room and receive this vortex of energy that they are creating for your benefit, now we're going to call forth from the realms of light and love those beings of light that are, well, that have freed themselves and or that are not affected by realms of limitation and duality. So we're calling forth these beings of light that are completely free. Free of the space-time continuum, free from the effects of time and space and density. And we're going to call them forth to assist in your individual and also this group process that we are doing together. So they will come to you in a way that you can understand them, so to speak, with your heart, so that you can recognize them. They can be shapeshifters, of course, and they can also be from the future. Okay, we're going to breathe up into the pineal, pituitary, thalamus region of the brain. Bring the light, take a deep breath, bring the light to stimulate your pineal, pituitary, thalamus. And as you exhale, just feel energies moving through your spinal column, down into the earth. Now your consciousness is going to keep all of your chakra points open. That's your hand chakras, your feet chakras, all the major and minor chakra points. Now we're going to call forth your home realm, the signature vibration, if you will, the signature vibration of your home realm. Now feel a stimulation in that sacred space behind your physical heart called the still point. Allow yourself to feel waves of light moving through all systems of your physical and energetic bodies. These are waves of light that come through our great central sun, that come through the heart of the earth, that come from deep within your I am, your spirit. If you go unconscious, just take a slow, deep breath. Some of your pets may be releasing some pain in their body, so you may hear them moaning or groaning or twitching, like when they are dreaming. That's all normal. Feel these waves of light moving through your chakra system, creating even a deeper level of clarity within your spiritual anatomy. Again, we're releasing the density within your different systems. So your endocrine system, your thymus, your thyroid, your pineal, your pancreas, your adrenal glands, your reproductive organs are being stimulated. Allow the energies to come into your crown, to come into the bottoms of your feet, to come into the palms of your hands. You're going to breathe normal now. Just allow the body to breathe normally. Okay, we're going to ask your inner child to come forward to receive the healing and the transformation. So this is parts of you that are incomplete because your little one has been holding some pain and trauma from early childhood experiences or perhaps the birthing process. Now, let's have a little fun here with your inner child. We're going to ask your inner child to take off their regular normal shoes and to go find some shoes that will help them to fly. Flying shoes. To go put them on. And to begin to levitate, to begin to free themselves from the gravity and pull of the earth. Or they can go find a magic carpet and to sit on a magic carpet and begin to fly through the air. Whatever they can get that will allow them to fly. They can go get some wings, perhaps. Flying wings. Beautiful colored wings. Anything, even a spacesuit, but something very creative and very fun. And we're going to ask your inner child for the rest of this activation to just to go off into the universe, to fly and to explore to bring back the creativity and the power of healing that was lost while growing up. So they're going to go find and gather their creative spirit, their healing spirit. That part of their spirit that knows. So the very wise part of their spirit. They're going to go get it and eventually bring it back to the earth. Now, they can also feel free to go to Mother Mary's garden to gather said creativity and healing power and knowledge. Now, make sure your body is completely relaxed, your spine feeling very soft and receptive, your hands and fingers relaxed, your toes and feet relaxed, your jaw relaxed, all muscles in your forehead, eyelids, TMJ are relaxed. Now let's move our awareness through this golden arc of light into the realm of stillness, into the realm of quiet, where there is deep inner peacefulness and tranquility and calm. It is like being in the center of a hurricane, or the eye of the hurricane, where everything is absolutely still. And breathe into that feeling of oneness. Now we want you to activate, there is a power point right off the belly button, called the sun chakra, relating to the great central sun. So we want you to activate that now in your own creative way, which is also going to activate the still point behind your physical heart. And we're going to ask you to invite your guardian angel to be present. And of course, your counsel. Now, with your knowing, in that non-physical realm of the oneness, allow the body to begin to breathe with the intention that it's receiving the possibilities of your future, beyond what you've ever imagined in your life. So this is coming from deep within the realms of creation that have no thought, have no pictures per se. You could say it's coming from your potential future. And give the body permission now to begin to embody in the subatomic levels, the cells, molecules, atoms, tachyons, nanoparticles, your possible futures, plural. So you're going to feel and see a direct highway of light that's coming from deep within the realms of creativity eventually integrating into your physical vehicle through your brain, through your heart center, through the palms of your hands and the soles of your feet. Your divine potentials and possibilities, not only for this lifetime, but parallel lifetimes and even future lifetimes. If you feel any unconsciousness or resistance, just take a conscious, slow, deep breath. Relax. Allow the clearing to continue through your chakra system, through your solar plexus, your lungs, the base of your skull, the base of your neck, your shoulder joints, your reproductive organs. And we're going to ask at this point for you to release all energies that are not yours, that you have taken on from the world, from your family, from your friends, your teachers, your ancestors. And this is going to be primarily from the base of the spine, your solar plexus, and your neck. Be willing to let go of all considerations that people have put upon you in your life. The projections that they put upon you, especially growing up. And even the ones that you accepted subconsciously from the church and or the military and or your school teachers. For those that raised you. Now, as you begin to let go, kind of breathe in the power of sovereignty. And impeccability. And authenticity. These are the energies that come from your spirit, from your oversoul. Breathe in the power to change. And the power to be willing to go through anything and everything for your freedom. And for your self-empowerment. Breathing in and receiving the awareness of who you are, what you are, and where you are going in this physical lifetime. Another deep breath. OK, Okay, we're going to bring awareness to your causal body or your soul body. And that would be more of a fifth dimensional understanding, minimum fifth dimensional understanding. And just reside in this frequency and vibration of your causal or buddhic body. And just allow the expansion of the light of the presence on that level. Okay, we're going to move that expansion into your relationships. Just allow it to flow into your primary relationships. That will include personal and business. And for those of you in school or studying, that would be in your academic levels. Now allow these possibilities to move into your money levels, into your business, your healing practice, into your livelihood. Now we're going to breathe into your levels of self-esteem. And you may feel a stirring there in your sacral chakra and your solar plexus chakra, and even your heart. And we're going to breathe it into your spiritual practice, your religious practice, whatever that might be. Breathing very deeply. Imagine that you're moving this powerful light through your own personal matrix of possibilities, your field. And just simply be aware of what you are aware of. Removing what you thought was possible into the realms of the impossible, as far as human consciousness is concerned. Moving into the realm of the impossible. Feel yourself moving away from all these rules and regulations and shoulds and can'ts and all of that. Become aware of the beings of light that we had previously invoked. Allow these beings of light to begin to trigger your inner knowing of what is possible within the realms of the impossible and or the improbable. So we're moving awareness into the realm of miracles and the miraculous. Becoming aware of moving away from all the restrictions I begin to breathe into the body the power of the I am. Your spirit. Breathe in and I am. That I am. That I am. Now bring your focus from that causal plane to your pineal gland. And you're simply going to hold a state, a knowing, that your pineal gland is decalcifying and moving energetically back to its original state. Of complete functioning, psycho-spiritual functioning. You might feel a little pressure there in your forehead. You might have a slight headache, pressure in the brain. Now receive the blessings that are coming from Divine Mother, the Divine Feminine within creation, that part of the Divine Feminine that is beyond all restrictions and limitations. So receive these blessings wherever you're ready to receive them in your body, mind, and spirit. Okay, now from your inner knowing, you're going to align all of your subtle bodies so that the energy that comes from source in your I am can channel and funnel directly into your physical etheric body without any hindrance. So you can visualize all of your 7 or 12 or 14 or 24 or 72 bodies lining up precisely, connected with each other and connected with the whole. Now, as we begin to refocus back to the physical plane, you're going to bring that quantum level awareness back with you to the earth plane in your physical body. And imagine the feeling of what it would be like to completely love yourself and all aspects of your life unconditionally, with compassion and love and wisdom. Loving all parts of yourself, all of your life experiences, all of your current situations, everything. So imagine what that would feel like in this now moment of you embracing all the rest of you, embracing your ego, embracing your personality, embracing all of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions and beliefs, just totally accepting it in loving embrace. And imagine the feeling experience of the earth loving you unconditionally. And knowing that she is supporting you through all of your life's experiences. I'm going to ask these beings of light to help with creating stability in your neighborhood and in your work situation, your workplace, to bring forth the stability in spite of what's going on in the world. This feeling of safety, this feeling of protection, this feeling that all is well. And you can invoke from the higher realms for your home this visualization of a bell-shaped energy force field around your home, from the top part of your home, above your roof, that encompasses your whole home and the land that your home sits on. So as you begin to come back to the physical world, begin to refocus on your breathing. Coming back very slowly to your body. Now let your body adjust to these new frequencies. And let's for a few minutes just sit in this energetic space of creator energy, the I am. And to invite those beings of light to also sit with us in the stillness. Remembering the truth that this creator energy transforms all vibrations of fear and lack and doubt, pain and suffering, and worry. I now choose from this day forward to express my creator energy in divine balance, in love and harmony, in divine peace, through my inspiration, through my joy, through my bliss and ecstasy. I now choose to be free within my future, which is infinite and possibilities. I am as God created me, whole and complete. I now choose to focus on the power of my I am, of my creator self. And I now choose to become aware of all illusions around me. Now you can, if you wish, to call forth your inner child to be with you right now, here. And make a decision today to fully integrate your inner child aspects so that they can be in present time in your life. Healed and complete. Whole and complete. Expressing the joy of innocence and the love of an open heart and mind. So as you come back now to your body, slowly stretch your arms and your legs, and you may want to yawn. Just gently stretching your body, how like cats do when they wake up from a nap. Gently stretching. Beginning to slowly open your eyes, allowing the brain to adjust. Remembering to drink water and to be fully grounded before you drive your automobiles today. Knowing that food's going to taste really good tonight, tomorrow morning. So you want to give yourself a few moments to integrate. So you may want to lie down on your right side comfortably, on your carpet or on your couch or on your bed. And calling in your guardian angel to gently stroke your spine very slowly. This helps to integrate the quantum into the spine. Take a slow, deep breath. And remembering that your natural state is one of joyfulness and happiness and calm and peacefulness. And that you have full permission to express your spirit and to express your divine gifts and all of your future possibilities in divine balance, in the right time, in the right place, with the right people. So let's take one more deep breath, giving thanks for all assistance given. We send our blessings to all of you and to all the helpers of this activation, knowing that all is well, and you will do it because it has been ordained. We send our blessings always.